Every so often on The Leadoff, we like to bring you a story about someone who's making Bloomington Normal a better place, or in this case, a more delicious place. In this edition of More of That, Please, WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson introduces you to Alan Chambers.
When Alan Chambers was 17 years old, he took the wrong path and spent his teenage years in jail.
When you get your life taken away from you for a little bit, you have a more passion for life, more passionate about people as well.
After gaining a second chance at freedom, today he's made a comeback through entrepreneurship with a new business called A to Z's Catering and Parties. It's A to Z because Alan's business partner is Zach Shelburne, but that's not the only A to Z.
And we do food from apple to zucchini and everything in between is what we like to say.
Alan takes a lot of pride in his sauces, which he says are unique.
Sometimes you have to choose with your mouth and not your brain when you hear some of our sauces, like a spicy watermelon barbecue, a spicy lemonade. You know, we have things that trick your brain a little bit, like I just made a pear upside down cake. No one's ever done it before. I did. So, you know what I mean? We just like to take food to the next level, and that's what we mainly like to do.
As a child, Alan watched his mother cook. Whenever he get into trouble and face punishment, his mother took an unusual route to reward him for good behavior.
I was one of them kids that got in trouble a little bit, and my mom worked a lot, so gave me the opportunity to showcase my skills that way, and it was so good she actually let me off punishment on certain occasions.
From there, his desire to pursue the culinary industry only grew. Aiming to pursue his passion after being released from behind bars, he reunited with his longtime friend, Zach, who loved food as much as he did. The two set out to launch the business a while after. Alan went through many hardships to overcome his past. He says he's faced barriers in registering for college classes, gaining the same opportunity as those who did not have a criminal history, and even being profiled.
Being a person of color, you definitely have to prove yourself better, especially in the line that I'm in. When you look at me, I'm a big black dude with dreads, goatee always, you know what I mean? Not always the most clean-shavenest person. So when you look at me, sometimes you read hoodlum first, but then you get to know me and know, oh, dude's a teddy bear.
Alan faced many challenges from potential investors. As he got discouraged, family members decided to help the two men bring their goals to fruition.
We had a lot of people back out on us on our business venture, so it led us to go a little harder and harder. But basically what took place is our parents got fed up, like, you know what, I'm tired of everybody backing out. I know what you guys can do. And they actually just put everything into us and tell us, and just like, let's see what's happening.
They opened the catering business in May of 2018. 17 months later, they won numerous awards and have been hired all around town. Last fall, they were invited to cater for Naughty by Nature and Snoop Dogg when they were in Normal for a show. Those are the good days, but there are long days as well.
I just worked 18 days straight, no off day at all. And so it gets hard at times, but I know it's a bigger picture now and at the end, so.
Alan says his ultimate goal for the business is to have a food truck alongside a social group for food lovers to network and convene. Till then, he plans to keep his reputation as one of the best chefs in town.
I challenge anybody to tell me that I'm wrong, that my food ain't the best, and especially in Bloomington Normal. And I'm not knocking other restaurants or anything, but proof is in the pudding.
A to Z's Catering and Parties is located on Linden Street in Bloomington, and it's not just a catering company. There are also carryout hours for the public, Thursdays through Saturdays. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
We're always on the lookout for more community members to feature on More of That, Please. So send us your recommendations at news@wglt.org.